Sundowns.
Okay. Suppose there's been a storm, and the rain stops, and the clouds go away, and the sun starts to come out. You could say that the weather is...
Fair.
Okay. Would you ever say fairing or fairing
up? Fairing up.
Okay. And do you have a name for a hard rain that doesn't last very long? It could come down really hard and then just stop.
Well, I can't answer that. I reckon I could, but I don't have one.
Did you ever call it a squall or a shower? Or
a shower. You'd say that was a hard shower.
Okay. What do you call the shelf of a fireplace?
Some people call it a mound. And some people call it a fireplace.
Okay, what do you call it?
A mound.
Okay. And what do you call the things that the logs rest on in the fireplace?
Sometimes they call them, maybe you have them. Come handy with a log, can't think what you call them. Fire dog.
Okay. And what do you call the small pieces of wood that you use to start the fire?
Kindling.
Okay. Do you have another name if you're talking about kindling that has lots of fat in it or rosin?
Unless you say fat kindling.
Okay. Let's see. What do you call a place, let's see, where you hang up, I don't see one right now, where you hang up your clothes?
A closet.
Yeah. And do you have another name for a big piece of furniture that you can hang clothes into?
Is it called china closet? Oh.
Well.
No. Wardrobe?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Wardrobe.
Okay. What do you call the overlapping boards on the outside of a wood house? You know, they keep the rain out?
Yeah. All I call them the boards on a house. Ain't that what you call them? Well, the boarding.
That's what I was thinking about. You ever heard it called siding?
Mm-hmm. Well, not nowadays they got some different stuff. You got something they call siding. Quiet stuff that's on the house, you call that siding. Then you got some of this other stuff that's on top of one of the wood stuff, you call that weather board.
Oh.
What people used to have a long time ago.
Okay. Good, there's a difference then.
Now I'll show you. See here?
Okay.
This is what we call siding.
Did it start a fire?
Didn't ever. Mm-hmm. You showed this at the fire.
Oh, golly. Well, was it hard to get it out?
Not too hard. They cut the gas loose over there. And see, the lightning hit it, and Lewis had a television in his room, and see, when we had gas put in, we used to have an electric stove, and when the man taken the electric stove out and put the gas stove out there, he didn't take the electric wire loose. And see, when the lightning hit, Lewis had a raw wire over here on the television, and the lightning hit the television and run down that electric wire and set the house afire underneath it.
Oh, no. Were you here when it happened?
I'm laying right across the bed in the room there. One that hadn't killed me, but it stayed on the bed. It didn't even shock me.
Oh, golly. What an experience.
They taught me mess worse of getting it out of here. They taught me I had to buy a new china cloth and a new bedroom suit.
Oh, gee.
They told me I had to kind of get it out. They did more harm than it did the fire and the smoke did.
Oh.
But bless their hearts, they thought they was helping.
Yeah, I'm sure they do. Yeah. What do you call the area right out here in front of your house where the chairs are placed?
A porch.
Okay.
Front porch.
Uh-huh. If a porch like this place didn't have a roof on it, would you have another name for it?
Some people call them a, what you call them a, I might call it, can't think of it. I know what I want to say, but I can't say it.
Have you ever heard it called stoop or patio?
Patio. Some call them stoop, some call them patios.
Okay.